The following program was previously recorded. Thank you for joining me for another edition of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. The Korn Ferry Tour is a developmental tour for the U.S.-based PGA Tour, and it features professional golfers who've not yet reached the PGA, and this is an opportunity for them to get there. Oh, by the way, the Pinnacle Bank Championship is the season finale of that Korn Ferry Tour, and it raises money for fantastic causes. Here to talk about that, Jessica Brabeck is the tournament director for the Pinnacle Bank Championship, and she joins me on Live and Local. Jessica, thank you for joining me today.
Happy to join you, Mike. Thanks for the invitation.
The biggest headline that I saw that I just thought was the coolest thing in the world, last year, a $40,000 check to Children's Hospital as a result of the Pinnacle Bank Championship. That's an amazing philanthropic achievement.
Thank you. You know, we were very fortunate when COVID hit and all the events on the tour were getting canceled. We weren't really sure what the outcome of our event would be. And we were actually the second event on the Korn Ferry Tour that was able to have our pro-ams. And for us, that's a big revenue generator. So we were able to have some sponsors come out and have that opportunity to play with the professional golfer, which allowed us, through that community support, to make that donation to Children's Hospital.
The Korn Ferry Tour, really, I would liken it to, it's the AAA, just like our AAA baseball here with the Omaha Storm Chasers, it's AAA for the PGA Tour. And in fact, if somebody on the Korn Ferry Tour wins three tournament events in 1 year, they're immediately promoted to the PGA Tour. So it's a super huge deal. And this year's is enormous with the announcement that it's the regular season finale right here in Omaha. Can you talk about the ramifications of that for the coverage that is going to happen?
Sure. You know, we're very excited. It's quite an honor to be asked to be the regular season finale. So that did mean we moved back on the calendar a couple weeks. For those that don't know a lot about golf, that means they're basically going to play their normal schedule, and then we'll be the last event of that, if you will. And so, however they do, that based off of their points, then the top 25 will receive their PGA Tour on site here in Omaha. And so, those guys going into it, depending how they've been playing for the season, if they win, that definitely bumps them up on the points list. So there's going to be a lot of drama from someone in the 20 to 25 spot trying to make it to be on the PGA Tour. But what a lot of people also don't realize is that people around that 75 mark on the points list, those guys are actually vying just to stay on the Korn Ferry Tour for next year, because if they don't, they have to go back down to the McKenzie Tour or go through Q School. There will be a lot to watch, a lot of excitement, a lot of emotion, and it's actually going to be on the Golf Channel for you. So if you are unable to make it out and join us that Thursday through Sunday of the event, the week of August 9th, we'll be live on the Golf Channel from 5 to 7 p.m.
And that's all 4 days of the tournament will be on the Golf Channel.
That is correct, yes. We're very excited about that.
I don't blame you. I think it's wonderful for the city of Omaha and certainly for the Pinnacle Bank Championship. When you have a charity event of this scope, like the Pinnacle Bank Championship, it takes an entire community to put this together. Do you have everybody in place, or do you need some help?
I'm always going to take help. We're very lucky in that the community opens up its arms and is welcoming to an event like ours. You know, a lot of people don't realize the event itself is a nonprofit, and our main fundraiser as that nonprofit is the Pinnacle Bank Championship. So we rely a lot on volunteer support. We are about halfway to our goal. We'd like to get to 600 volunteers. So if you have a family, friend, coworker, like to come out and join us, you don't have to be a golf fan. We have volunteers that help us check your tickets, that are helping you get to your structure. You could be a marshal and hold a quiet sign if you want to watch some golf and have a seat under a shade tree. Just a lot of fun. People don't really realize that all the volunteers out there in those matching shirts are actually running around and helping to keep the event rolling, which is huge. And then we also are always looking for sponsors. We have a lot of different availability when it comes to playing in our pro-am. If you wanted to play with that professional golfer, or maybe you're looking for a networking chance to interact with some fellow sponsors and community members in some of our pavilion structures, or just wanting to come out and check out the event. Our tickets are on sale at our website, thepinnaclebankchampionship.com.
Of the many volunteer positions available, somebody coming out and holding that, you know, you hold up that quiet sign just before a player takes a shot type of thing for the gallery to be quiet. But I was wondering if people are able to take those home and use them to their husbands as well to kind of get them to, you know.
I've heard a couple stories actually of a teacher that will snag one of those for their classroom and then they'll hold that up for their kiddos and it's time to be quiet.
Absolutely perfect. That's great.
It's pretty creative.
It is. August 9th through August 15th, it is the Pinnacle Bank Championship at Indian Creek Golf Course. Jessica Brabeck is the tournament director for the Pinnacle Bank Championship. If you're looking for information, thepinnaclebankchampionship.com. Jessica, thank you so much for taking the time today. It was just a delightful time to talk to you.
Thank you, Mike. I hope that you have a great day.